March 11th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when you understand that deeper holiness is dependent upon deeper humility, it is then necessary to explore ways in which you fail in humility. Pride is the opposite of humility. Therefore, the soul who wants to become more holy needs to discover areas of pride in his life. Pride is always based upon disordered self-love. This may be demonstrated in placing self first, others last. Pride likes the spotlight and thrives upon self-importance. Pride presents itself as having all the answers or in concern for how others regard him. Now, you must understand that moving deeper into holiness requires a big effort of free will. Free will choices will have to constantly be surrendered to the most humble thought, word, or deed. This choice of deeper holiness has to be supported by much prayer, seeking heaven's assistance. The soul will never build a stronger house of personal holiness without the help of the master carpenter, me. I send the necessary grace through the heart of the Holy Mother. The soul cannot become more holy unless he is willing to try to become more humble. He can only accomplish deeper humility through the enlightenment of prayer. Deeper holiness is the fruit of deeper holy love in the heart. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.